A Transcript of God's Will, January 6. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. In the precepts of His holy law, God has given a perfect rule of life, and He has declared that until the close of time this law, unchanged in a single jot or tittle, is to maintain its claim upon human beings. Christ came to magnify the law and make it honorable. He showed that it is based upon the broad foundation of love to God and love to man, and that obedience to its precepts comprises the whole duty of man. In his own life he gave an example of obedience to the law of God. In the Sermon on the Mount he showed how its requirements extend beyond the outward acts and take cognizance of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The law, obeyed, leads us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live soberly, righteously, and godly, in this present world. But the enemy of all righteousness has taken the world captive and has led men and women to disobey the law. As Paul foresaw, multitudes have turned from the plain, searching truths of God's word and have chosen teachers who present to them the fables they desire. Many among both ministers and people are trampling under their feet the commandments of God. Thus the Creator of the world is insulted, and Satan laughs in triumph at the success of his devices. With the growing contempt for God's law there is an increasing distaste for religion, an increase of pride, love of pleasure, disobedience to parents, and self-indulgence, and thoughtful minds everywhere are anxiously inquiring, what can be done to correct these alarming evils? The answer is found in Paul's exhortation to Timothy, "Preach the word." In the Bible are found the only safe principles of action. It is a transcript of the will of God, an expression of divine wisdom. It opens to our understanding the great problems of life, and to all who heed its precepts it will prove an unerring guide, keeping them from wasting their lives in misdirected effort. God has made known His will, and it is folly for anyone to question that which has gone out of His lips. After infinite wisdom has spoken, there can be no doubtful questions for us to settle, no wavering possibilities for us to adjust. All that is required of us is a frank, earnest concurrence in the expressed will of God. Obedience is the highest dictate of reason as well as of conscience.